know, walking out onto the field this morning, you know, it's a whole lot different. You know, it's a lot more red than what it was last time. Before, it was just, you know, just gold and black and, you know, a whole bunch of white and, you know, all the Super Bowl stuff. But it still had, you know, the same feel. You know, San Francisco's always been, you know, good to me. The Bay Area has always been good to us. Throughout my whole career, I've only lost, you know, one game, you know, here. Preseason, home, Oakland Raiders, you know, the San Francisco 49ers. So I've only lost one game here and had a lot of great memories for me and as, you know, a team and as an organization. So it's San Francisco is good for us.
You see Crick go down, Wolf goes down. It sounds like they're going to be ready for the opener, but is there a level of concern from you as a leader on that D that, hey, we're starting to get a little thin here?
I mean, you know, whenever somebody gets hurt, you know, you feel for them. You know, your heart. You know, it goes out for him. You know, I've been injured before. You know, you never want to see that in the game, but it's that's just part of it. You know, it gives those guys behind them, you know, a chance to step up. You know, if you go to the Dallas Cowboys, I think it was last year, you got Tony Romo. Tony Romo was supposed to be, you know, everything for, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe his last year is going to take them to the Super Bowl, the best team that they had. You know, he goes down and you got – you know, a new shining star that arises in Dak Prescott. So that's the type of thing that you hope for whenever you get an injury in the National Football League. And we have a lot of great guys. We have depth on our team. So it just gives all those young guys a lot of, you know, a lot of opportunities to go out there and improve. So we got, you know, Zach Kerr is going to step up for us. You know, got Adam Gossett. You know, they have to step up for us. You know, you never want to see injury, but it's also a beautiful thing at the same time. It gives, you know, all these other guys the opportunity to go out there and be great.
One of the guys that seems like he stepped up with that depth is Kasim Adebali. What's your thoughts on what he's done in place of, you know, Shaq and Shane obviously missing training camp?
Oh, he's been great. He's been great for us. You know, I try my best to, you know, be an open book for all of these guys, you know, and tell them exactly what I'm thinking. You know, give them my whole entire, you know, I guess, you know, playbook and whatever. I give them everything that I know to try to improve those guys. You know, and you know, when you get a guy that steps up, so like you know, Kasim is wonderful. Not only Kasim, but you know, Dora's been great for us too. And the young guys, you know, Kenny and Dion, they have a lot of more opportunities to go out there and, you know, be great and make this team as well. So we got a great coach in Coach Pug, and he always keeps us on point. So it's unfortunate that we had, you know, Shaq and Shane go down. Shaq will be back, you know, soon. But like I said before, it gives these other guys more opportunities to go out there and ball.
A few more for Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, Joe is great. Joe is great. He's been a big-time, you know, tackle in the National Football League for a long time. Going against Trent Brown, that's one of my buddies. I've said it, you know, before that, you know, he's a great tackle. You know, he is the best right tackle in the National Football League, you know, if not a top-five offensive tackle. Period. So going against Trent Brown, you know, number 77 and Joe Staley, they have two of the best tackles. And like I said before, you know, right tackle Trent Brown is one of the best in the National Football League, and Joe Staley's been one of the best for a long time.
What was it like catching up? I think it was against Trent Brown. It looked like he grabbed all kinds. Any techniques he worked on or?
Yeah. He's at the pass rush summit. Yeah.
That's what you, to hold?
Yeah. He was me holding? Him holding me.
You.
I mean, that's just part of the game. You know, my mom, she always says, why you don't go to the refs and tell them that they holding? I'm like, Mom, I cannot do that. That's just not part of the game. That's more of a soccer basketball thing, you know, where you get in a relationship with the ref, you know, you complain. You know, I just try to go out there and I just try to be great. You know, if I'm worrying about the guy holding me every single play, then you know, he's getting the best of me. You know, I just try to go out there and control what I can control and just try to be dominant and consistent. And it's been working for me for, you know, 7 years now. So, Sorry, Mom, I'm not going to complain to the refs, you know, but that's part of the game.
What was it like catching up with Elvis?
Last one, guys.
What did he mean to you early in your career?
It was great, you know, to see Elvis. You know, I was at his wedding. I was at his wedding, not last year, but the year before. You know, my family and his family, you know, are very close. You know, I go down to Miami all the time. Whenever I was going down to Miami, I would spend, you know, time with Elvis and his family in Miami. I feel like he's one of my blood brothers. You know, he took me in when I was young, and, you know, he basically showed me the whole script of, you know, bringing young guys in and show them the ropes. That's where I learned it from, you know, Elvis. And I've said it before, you know, Jeff, with, you know, Elvis and you know, Peyton and Tim Tebow and all these great leaders that I had. Elvis was really the first one that showed me, you know, how to do it. So it's great to get Gloom and Doom back, you know, in the same field, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing.